The gardens are flourishing and blossoming with the blooms of Reza. The gardens are flourishing and blossoming with the blooms of Reza.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
My Islam brothers and viewers of Madni Shalom, welcome to our silsila Who is Ala Hazrat? Inshallah, in today's episode, we will bring you one of the unique works of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh, and that is his poetry, SubhanAllah.
SubhanAllah.
So today we can actually move a bit, inshallah, in remembering the great works of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh, and how he plays the best of mankind, our master, the Holy Prophet, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, before we listen to some of the works of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh in his poetry, let's make some good intentions to attain reward. It's mentioned in hadith that niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali. The intention of a believer is better than his action. And the more righteous intention one makes, the greater the reward he will attain. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, always try to make some good intentions before watching any silsilas on Madani Channel, that you are watching the silsila to gain reward for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to seek the knowledge of deen and to pass it on to others, inshallah. We'll start, inshallah, with the blessings of sending peace and blessings upon the best of mankind, our master, the Holy Prophet, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned in the book, The Devastation of Music, on page 1, that the Holy Prophet, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has said, the closest person to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited Darood upon me the most. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad
sallallahu ta'ala
If you want to gain the nearness of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on such a day, on such a time, when everyone will be worried about themselves, and who will be the most protected on that day, those who are the most closest to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on that day. So let's try to make use of our time, and try to spend our time in sending peace and blessings upon the best of mankind, our master, the Holy Prophet, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So today's episode is Hadaike Bakshish, the poetry of the great Mujaddid Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullah alayhi. We heard regarding some of the works of Ala Hazrat rahmatullah alayhi in his writing of knowledge, how Ala Hazrat rahmatullah alayhi wrote regarding questions and answers in the Fatawa Rizviya, and how Ala Hazrat rahmatullah alayhi did the translation of Quran into Kanzul Iman in the Urdu language. So today, inshallah, we will learn regarding the poetry of the great Mujaddid Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullah alayhi. First of all, poetry. What is poetry, and how would we say what would we say regarding poetry?
When someone writes a poem, he expresses his feelings in that poem. A poetry is used generally to express the feelings that one has in his heart. And whenever Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would pick up his pen to write a poem, it will be for the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And throughout the Hadaik Bakshish Sharif, the collection of the kalams of Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, we come to know and we come to see the intensity of love for the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that is flowing throughout these verses of Hadaik Bakshish Sharif. Not only that, but many a time Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he would compile and he would concise the meaning of many ahadith and ayat of the Holy Quran in his verses in Hadaik Bakshish Sharif as well. In relation to Hadaik Bakshish Sharif, Amir al-Sunan Dant Barakatum Al-Aliyah, they write in one of their kalams as well that Ya Rab Behri Hadaik Bakshish. Ya Rab Behri Hadaik Bakshish. That, oh Lord Azza wa Jal, for the sake of Hadaik Bakshish, Baksh Attar ko bila pursish. That forgive Attar, meaning Amir Rasul refers to himself as Attar, forgive attar without any accountability. This is the state that Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi's Natiya Divan and collection of Kalams Hadaiki Bakshish has, that Amir al-Sundan Bisat Min Aliya is using this as a wasila in the court of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, that Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, for the sake of Hadaiki Bakshish and for the sake of the Kalams of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, forgive us without accountability.
We also know that, you know, poetry is not everyone's game, you can say.
Definitely.
Not everyone can do poetry, even that people have tried and many people have made mistakes in itself in poetry. And one of the examples can be given was when Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi went for Hajj, and at that time there were two palm trees by the Rawza-e Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, by Gumbad-e Hazra. So at that time, a poet, when he saw these palm trees, he writ a poet in regards of this. And he says, Hazir hai drakht yu gumbade shahe wala ke samne, majnu khare huye hai khaymai leila ke samne.
And people praised this man, and these poems were brought to the great Mujaddid Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi.
And when they were brought to Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Allah Hazrat actually became angry at that time. He says that how can anyone dare to call the Rawza of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and compare it the Rawza of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the camp of Layla. Obviously, you know that Layla and Majnu is there were two lovers, and the story of that. So how can you compare it? Layla was the woman. So how can you compare the Rawza of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be? And Allah rahmatullahi alayhi got very angry. And he said to the people that bring this person who has written this shir, who has written this poetry. And when this poet was brought in front of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi explained to him, he says, okay, the first part of this poet, this poem you writ, which is fine, that Hazir hai drakht yu gumbade shahe wala ke samne. But the second part, Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, he said, you need to correct this. So Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi then corrected for him, and Allah Hazrat corrected it in this way, Qudsi kare hai arshe mu'alla ke samne.
Subhanallah.
So hazir hai drakht yu gumbade shahe wala ke samne, Qudsi kare hai arshe mu'alla ke samne.
Subhanallah.
Look at the way Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi then translated and correct this poet. And this is also a lesson for people. It's not anyone cannot come and just start to recite poetry. And our Shaykh al-Tariqat, Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhu Ali, also touches on this. So, regarding Hadaike Bakshish, as we know that it's not a combination of only one or two knots, it's combined of many knots.
Definitely. Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala's collection of kalams in Hadaike Bakshish, there's two parts to this, Hissa Awwal and Hissa Dawm. And mashallah, when you look at both of these parts of the kalams of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala in Hadaike Bakshish, each separate kalam, this has its own lutf in it. Right. It has its own blessing, and it has its own uniqueness in the kalams of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, in one of his kalams, he showed us how to praise Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he begins with the hamd of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And he says that even when we are to do the hamd of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, we need to do that through the court of the Messenger Sallallahu Ta'ala Wa Sallam. And Allah Hazrat, he says that, وَهِ رَبْحَ جِسْنِ تُجْكُو هَمَ تَنْ كَرَمْ بَنَایَا ہمیں بھی کنانگنے کو تیرا آفتان بتایا تجھے حمد ہے خدایا تجھے حمد ہے خدایا. This is the way that Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala teaches, that if we are to praise Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, we are to praise Allah through the Messenger Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam, because it is Allah Azza wa Jal who sent the Messenger Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam to us to teach us about the true ma'rifat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, to teach us who Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala really is. So in order for us to do the true praise of Allah, we must do it through the court of the Messenger Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam. In another kalam, Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, this great imam of his time, he talks about the flawless character of Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam, the flawless personality of Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam. And he begins and he says, وَقَمَالِ حُسْنِهُ حضور ہے کہ گمان نقص جہاں نہیں یہی پھول خار سے دور ہے یہی شمع ہے کہ دعا نہیں دس از دیٹ فلاور دیٹ ہیز نو تھون دیٹ از اٹیچڈ ٹو اٹ اینڈ دس از دیٹ فلیم دیٹ ہیز نو سموک اٹیچڈ ٹو اٹ دس از دا بیوٹیفل وے دا اعلی حضرت رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ ہی مینشنز دا فلولیس کیریکٹر اینڈ پرسنالٹی آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. دی سیم کلام اعلی حضرت رحمت اللہ تعالی علیہ فردر گوز آن اینڈ ہی سیز دا میں نثار تیرے کلام پر ملی یوں تو کس کو زبان نہیں وہ سخن ہے جس میں سخن نہ ہو وہ بیان ہے جس کا بیان نہیں با خدا خدا کا یہی ہے در نہیں اور کوئی مفر مکر جو وہاں سے ہو یہی آ کے ہو جو یہاں نہیں تو وہاں نہیں. سو اف یو وانٹ ٹو گین اینی کلوزنس ٹو اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی اٹ مسٹ بی گین تھرو دا میڈیم آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی وسلم. اف یو وش ٹو گین اینی اسٹیٹس ان دا کورٹ آف اللہ اٹس ناٹ پاسبل ٹو لیو رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم اینڈ گو فردر اینڈ گین اینی اسٹیٹس ان دا میڈیم آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی. Further on, Allah Hazrat in the same kalam, he says, دا وہ نبی ہے جس کے یہ ہیں یہ مکان وہ خدا ہے جس کا مکان نہیں. Nowadays, we have this misconception that Allah is sitting on the arsh or Allah is above the arsh. Ma'ad Allah Azza wa Jal. All of these are misconceptions. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala exists without need of space, without need of time. All of these confinements, these are confinements. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is beyond all of this. So Allah Azza says, وَهِ لَا مَكَانْ كَ مَكِينْ هُوَي سَرِ عَرْش تَخْتِ نَشِينْ هُوَي وہ نبی ہیں جس کے ہیں یہ مکان اور وہ خدا ہے جس کا مکان نہیں. When Allah حضرت رحمۃ اللہ تعالی refers that Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم went to Arsh Mu'alla and beyond that. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not confined to this. This is the messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that the arsh and everything is made for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala on the journey of Mi'raj. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beyond all of this as well.
SubhanAllah, such beautiful way Allah Hazrat rahmatullah has put this. He's shown the maqam of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala. And then how Allah rahmatullah alayhi praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which is beyond that level. Definitely. We can, our imagination cannot go.
Carrying on in the same kalam, Allah says, then he shows his utterness, how he wants to just sacrifice himself for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says, rahmatullahi ta'ala says, karu tere naam se ja fida, na bas ek ja do jahan fida, do jahan se bhi nahi ji bara, karu kya? Karoro jahan nahi. Even after giving both of the world, both of my lives for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even then I am not satisfied. Even then I am not happy. What can we do? We are restricted. We only got two lives. We've only got this world and the hereafter. We don't have 1,000 lives that we can continue sacrificing life after life after life after life for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And you'll be surprised, and the viewers of Madani channel will be surprised. What was the reasoning for this kalam to be written? Like we mentioned already at the beginning, that whenever Ayla Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he would raise his pen, he would raise his pen in praise of Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam. What happened was that at that particular time, there was a governor of a particular area of the Hindustan, and the poet, they began to write poems in his praise, and he would give them a reward for this. He would give them something for this. And Ala Hazrat, he was a recognized poet. He was known for his poetry. Everyone started coming to Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and he began to say, Ala Hazrat, you also write a poem in his praise as well. You'll get a reward out of it as well. And Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he picks up his pen. He writes this kalam, wa kamal husne huzur hai. He writes it after sheer, after sheer, after sheer. And he comes to the last sheer. And he ends it all there. And he says, karu madhe ahle duwal raza. Pare is bala mein meri bala. میں گدا ہوں اپنے کریم کا میرا دین پارا نہ نہیں. That area where he was from was called نان پارا. That area was called نان پارا. Allah Hazrat twisted نان پارا and said, my religion, it isn't a piece of bread. میرا دین پارا نہ نہیں. This is Allah Hazrat رحمت اللہ تعالی علیہ.
He was not doing the poetry for people of wealth. And in the share itself, Allah Hazrat explains it. Beautiful.
Karu madhe ahle duwal raza. Ahle duwal means the people of wealthy individuals. So how am I to praise the wealthy people of this world? Pare is bala mein meri bala, may my destruction be within this destruction. Main gada hu apne kareem ka. I am a slave of my merciful messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Mera deen para inanhi. My religion, this isn't after a few pieces of bread. This is Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And this is the blessed kalam of Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi.
Mali Islam brothers and views of Mali Islam, at this moment I can understand maybe some of you how you will be feeling. You'll be feeling moved because this was not just normal poetry. This was the poetry of a Mujaddid, a reviver, and the greatness personality of the 14th century, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan. How you could just feel that power and the strength behind these words when Allah has it. And alhamdulillah, we've tried to put it forward into English and try to understand some of this. Let's just turn to some of the famous kalams of the great Mujaddid Imam Ahmad
Subhanallah.
And also for the viewers of Madani channel, you'll be surprised. A lot of us, we listen to, or we read some of these kalams, but we don't know who the person is behind them. Who's the person who's with them? And let me just mention a few of them to you. And inshallah, we'll go through a bit of what the meaning of these translations, of these kalams were. And who is the writer behind them? This was none other than the Imam Ahmad Raza Khan. Very famous kalam of the great Mujaddid Imam Ahmad Raza Khan. Chamak tujhse paate hain sab paane wale. Almost everyone knows a couple of couplets of this sher. Chamak tujhse paate hain sab paane wale. Mera dil bhi chamka de chamkaane wale.
Subhanallah.
And in this, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, he talks about that everyone takes their light. Everyone takes the chamak, everyone takes their light from you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every light takes its light from you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Enlighten my heart also, that you are the one who enlightened. Subhanallah. Then furthermore, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah alayhi says, Barasta nahi dekhkar abre rahmat, badon par bhi barsa de, barsane wale. And Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah alayhi further says, مدینے کے خطے خدا تجھ کو رکھے غریبوں فقیروں کو ٹھہرانے والے
سبحان
اللہ لینڈ آف مدینہ may Allah سبحانہ وتعالی keep you populated that you are the one which looks after the poor and the needy
سبحان اللہ
talking about the lands of مدینہ and alhamdulillah as we know that even now this is the effect of مدینہ the people of مدینہ you feel the difference When you go into Madinah Munawwara, you are welcomed. People look after you. And Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi is putting this in his poetry. And then further on, Ala Hazrat, in the same naat, Ala Hazrat mentions, "Main mujrim hu aaka, mujhe saath le lo, ke raste mein hai ja bajat aane wale." In this, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi is talking about that I'm a criminal, right? And because I've done sins, I've committed crime. And take me with you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Talking, and in one explanation, he talks about this is talking about the day of judgment. That when we will be standing or we'll be going towards that way, and also talks about the depths of that day, that I am a criminal, Ya Rasulullah, and that day, I'll be a mujrim, take me with you, because that's where my protection is, that's where my shelter is, ki on the way, ke raste mein hai, ja baja khane wale. Normally, khane wale is known for police officers or security guards. But here is talking about the angels which be taking the people and throwing them into the hellfire. Ya Rasulullah, protect us from that hardship of the day of judgment. Look at the way the great Mujaddid Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Rahmatullah Alayh, has translated. And this is a very famous kalam which many of us recite, but we didn't know who this kalam was. Subhanallah. This is just one example.
Definitely.
Maybe you can start and mentioning some of
Another very famous kalam of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. Zameen o Zaman, Tumhare Liye. This Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala in this kalam, he's explaining his belief in relation to the Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Wasallam. How grand status Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Wasallam holds in the court of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. That Allah Hazrat says that Zameen o Zaman, Tumhare Liye. Makin o Makan, Tumhare Liye. The earth
and the time.
And the time this is for Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Wasallam. Whatever is here, whatever is there, this is for Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Wasallam. Chunin o chuna, tumhare liye, bane do jahan, both worlds, They were, Ya Rasulullah, they were created for you. Dahan mein zabaan tumhare liye, badan mein hai jaan tumhare liye, hum aaye yahan tumhare liye, uthe bhi wahan tumhare liye. Kaleem o Naji, Masih o Safi, Khaleel o Razi, Rasool o Nabi, Atiq o Wasi, Ghani o Ali, Sana ki zabaan tumhare liye, Isalat e kul, Imamat e kul, سیادت کل عمارت کل حکومت کل ولایت کل خدا کے یہاں تمہارے لیے اشارے سے چاند چیر دیا چھپے ہوئے خور کو پھیر لیا گئے ہوئے دن کو اثر کیا یہ تاب و تواں تمہارے لیے خلیل و نجی مسیح و صفی سبھی سے کہیں کہیں دی بہنی یہ بے خبری کہ خلق پھیری کہاں سے کہاں تمہارے لیے سبا وہ چلے کہ باغ پھلے وہ پھول کھلے کہ دن ہو بھلے لوا کے تلے سنا میں کھلے رضا کی زبان تمہارے لیے in another place اعلی حضرت رحمت اللہ in another very famous کلام اعلی حضرت رحمت اللہ تعالی علیہ says سرور کہوں کہ مالک و مولا کہوں تجھے باغ خلیل کا گل زیبا کہوں تجھے in this کلام اعلی حضرت رحمت اللہ تعالی علیہ he mentions so many different titles of رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم that یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم should I refer to you like this or should I refer to you like this how should we refer to رسول اللہ صلی اللہ Allah Ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And at the end, Allah says, ends it all. And he says, تیرے تو وصف ہے عیب تناہی سے ہیں بری. یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, your qualities, they are so great that they don't even have the bad quality of an end to them. This is how great your qualities are. یا رسول اللہ تیرے تو وصف ہے عیب تناہی سے ہیں بری. حیران ہوں میرے شاہ کیا کیا کہوں تجھے کہہ لے گی سب کچھ ان کے تناخوں کی خاموشی چپ ہو رہا ہے کہ میں کیا کیا کہوں تجھے لیکن رضا نے خط میں سخن اس پہ کر دیا خالق کا بندہ خلق کا آقا کہوں تجھے
MashaAllah, you read so much and MashaAllah, it's moved and I believe the views of Madani Channel have been moved. But maybe some of them did not understand some of these things. And Alhamdulillah, one of the beauty of the great Mujaddid Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullah alayhi, his poetry was It was all linked to the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Many occasions where Allah rahmatullah is referring to a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is referring to an ayat of the Quran.
In the other shares that was mentioned, Al-Aziz radiallahu ta'ala is referring to the day of judgment, where the entire creation, they will go to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. Then from Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, they will go. At this time, what would be happening is, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not have yet started the day of reckoning. The accountability and the questioning wouldn't have started. And then the entire mankind, they would get together and they would say that what should we do? We want the day of reckoning to begin. Because everyone is getting worried about their accountability. That what is going to become of us? Is Allah going to tell us to go and enter into Jannah? Or is Allah going to send us into His punishment, into the fire of hell? So the entire universe, entire mankind is all worried and wants the reckoning to begin so that they know what is going to happen to them. So they will come, let's go to our father, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. They will go to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam would say to them that today this isn't my position. Go to someone else. Then they will go to another prophet, Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam. Go to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. From prophet to prophet to prophet they will go. And eventually come to Sayyidina Isa ruhullah ala nabijina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. When they get to Sayyidina Isa ruhullah ala nabijina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, Sayyidina Isa would say to them that today this isn't my day. This isn't my station. And they will all, the entire mankind will come to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam. And then Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala will intercede for the mankind, for the entire universe, so that the day of reckoning can begin, and Allah will begin taking the account. And referring to this, Aila Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala, in the share that I mentioned, Khalil o Naji, Masih o Safi, Sabi se kahin, kahin bhi bani. Khalil meaning Sayyidina Ibrahim Khalilullah ala Nabijina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. Naji meaning Sayyidina Nuh, Najiullah ala Nabijina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. And Safi, Masih meaning Sayyidina Isa Ruhullah ala Nabijina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. And Safi, Sayyidina Adam, Safiullah ala Nabijina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah says that Khalil wa Naji, Masih wa Safi, Sabi se kahin bhi bani, ye bekhabari ke khalq pari, kahan se kahan? Tumhari liye.
SubhanAllah.
Allah just brings that entire event into one shit.
SubhanAllah. Everything is for the Prophet SubhanAllah.
Everything
the
for
dunya,
the Prophet.
The Akhirah, the Day of Judgment, the Day of Reckoning, SubhanAllah. This, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, you're probably seeing what's happening and the beauty of the Kalam of Allah Azza wa Rahmatullah Alayh. And it's a reality. If we were to sit and listen to these Kalams, it will move us. And this is something which teaches us the love of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And this is something, this was the amal of the Sahaba Ikram, that they would praise the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala would praise the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would say to Hassan, come and sit in my place and start reading.
Wa ahsanu
min qalam taraqattu ayni. He's praising the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That Ya Rasulullah, never has an eye seen anyone more beautiful than you. Ya Rasulullah, never has a mother given birth to anyone as beautiful as you. Ya Rasulullah, it is as if you are created the way you want you to be created.
SubhanAllah.
This was the companions of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam praising the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then on the other hand, we got the great Mujaddid, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullah Alayhi. We've only touched on one or two kalams, and I believe this will have moved the viewers of Madani Channel. Madani Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, we haven't moved on to some of the other kalams of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi. There is the Qasida Noor, in which Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, Alhamdulillah, in the beautiful environment of Dawat Islami, we hear, especially in the month of Rabiul Awwal, Subh Teba Me Huwe Batta Hai Bara Noor Ka Sadka Lene Noor Ka Aya Hai Tara Noor Ka. Talking about the early morning of Madina Sharif, that the distribution of Noor, that the light is being distributed in the early mornings of Teba, of the land of Madinatul Munawwara. And Alhamdulillah, those who are blessed with the journey of Madinatul Munawwara, you see that such a time in the morning where people are, you feel that ease, you feel that light hitting you. And Allah Azza wa Rahmatullah Alayhi is talking about this, Subho Teba, Me Huye Batta Hai Bara Noor Ka, Sadka Lene Noor Ka, Aya Hai Tara Noor Ka. Meaning that even the star is come to gain that light, that nur from you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And further in this kalam, Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah alayhi says, Taj wale dekh kar tera imama nur ka, sar jukate hai ilahi bol bala nur ka. Meaning Taj wale, the people with crowns, the people who are kings who are wearing crowns, when they see your imama, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam, they heads bound down in shame by seeing the nur on your imama, the nur of your imama, subhanallah. These were the words of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah alayhi in regard to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And at the end, Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah alayhi, he mentions, Ey Raza, ye Ahmad-e Nuri ka faiz-e nur hai, ho gayi meri ghazal barkar qasida noor ka.
Actually, you know, one of the things we forgot to mention was the hadaik-e bakhshish, the meaning of hadaik-e bakhshish. Mashallah, gardens of forgiveness.
Subhanallah.
Look at the beauty of the name of the book itself, mashallah.
Subhanallah.
Alhamdulillah, my dear Islam brothers, these kalams are those kalams. They are written by a lover of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Why would they not have an effect on our hearts? And if you want to gain that true love of the Prophet sallallahu, get into the habit of reading these kalams of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi. And Shaykh Tariqat Amir Sunnah Damat Barakatuhu Alayhi says that if you want to read a kalam in this time, read the kalams of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullah Alayhi. Inshallah, the love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will enlighten into your heart, inshallah. And Alhamdulillah, Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, he praised the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in so much different ways. If you were to do, I think the time which we have would never justify regarding Allah. At the moment, we haven't not even gone on to the very famous kalam, Mustafa, Jaan-e Rahmat pe laakho salam, Shamma-e Bazm-e Hidayat pe laakho salam. And this is something a lot of people are unaware of this. This Mustafa, Jaan-e Rahmat pe laakho salam, we hear it in our Friday prayers. We hear it from the lovers of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After the Jummah prayer, Alhamdulillah, in the masajid of the Ashikane Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this was actually the great Quran of the great Mujaddid Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullah Alayhi.
Definitely, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayhi, this great salam is renowned all around the world.
SubhanAllah.
All around the world, wherever you look, east, west, north, south, especially on the day of Friday, after Salatul Jumu'ah, Ashikane Rasul, lovers and the devotees of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, they stand up and they recite this great salam of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. This great salam of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, it consists of a number of different verses. And Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala, first he begins talking about the khasa'is, the specialities of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, then talks about the physical appearance of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and ending with the Ummahatul Mu'mineen and the Ashab of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala, like I said, he leaves his mark wherever he goes. When he writes his salam praising Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he leaves his mark, and he does it in a unique fashion, in a unique manner, and in a very beautiful, eloquent way, the way Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala praises Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam in this kalam, Mustafa Jaane Rahmat Pe Laakun Salam, Sham'i Bazme Hidayat Pe Laakun Salam.
Take the starting, for example, Mustafa. Mustafa meaning the chosen one.
Subhanallah.
And the chosen one, talking about the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, may there be thousands or millions, thousands of blessings be upon the chosen one.
Subhanallah.
So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Money Channel, maybe this is the first time you probably come to realize that this kalam of the great Mujaddid Imam Ahmad Raza, this was the kalam of the great Mujaddid Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, and these were just some of the kalams which we went through. If we had time, we would mention a lot more of these beautiful kalams, and I think if you carry on sitting and mentioning about these kalams and the beauty and the power of these kalams, we won't be sitting like this. We will be moving, because these are those which have moved the hearts of many, of millions of people throughout the world. And our Shaykh Tariqat Amir Sunan Damat Barakatuh Al Aliyah, how he puts the love of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah, it's not just for the reason for putting the love of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah into our hearts, because you could see by the beauty how Allah has always praised the best of mankind, our master, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah give us the ability to understand the beautiful kalams of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi, and give us that true love and passion for our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Is a beautiful environment of Dawat Islami, which puts this love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam into the hearts of the believers in our time. So associate yourself with this beautiful environment of Dawat Islami. Alhamdulillah, you will find love and love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to have this true love for the best of mankind, our master, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And may Allah give us death in the state of Iman, in this love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We will end this episode here, inshallah, in regards to Allah Azza wa Jalla. But it's a humble request. On watching Madani channel, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
The gardens are flourishing and blossoming with the blooms of Reza. The gardens are flourishing and blossoming with the blooms of Reza.